U.S. Marine Colonel Thomas Hammes has been watching the evolving insurgency. He's an expert in guerrilla warfare, and he spoke to Renee Montaigne.
The insurgency at this point is trying to figure out what to do about the political success of the election, as near as we can tell. They have shifted their emphasis, obviously, from attacking U.S. and allied forces from the up to 150 attacks a day before the election to about 40 today. Now they seem to be going much harder after the Iraqi forces and Iraqi civilians. They have to defeat the Iraqi government. That's the real threat to the insurgent, is an effective Iraqi government.
Now that a Kurdish president and a Shiite prime minister have finally been named, the government is promising to put Sunnis into key ministries. How much difference do you think that will make to the insurgency?
I think that's a very important thing. By seeing the presence of Iraqi Sunnis in key political entities, it takes away the insurgent statement of, hey, you have to fight because the Shia and the Kurds are going to take away all your rights and take away your privileges. If they can see that, hey, these people are negotiating, we're no longer dominant, but we're at least participating in getting minority rights.
Well, the premise there then, though, is that it would dawn on even insurgents that the Sunnis miscalculated in sitting out the election. In other words, now there's a government and they're not fully part of it.
It seems that some of the Sunni are coming to that realization and starting to try to participate in the political process. They're obviously at a deficit because the parliament was elected and they have fewer representatives than they would have had they participated fully in the election. But it's also a very interesting and encouraging sight that the political leadership of the Shia and the Kurds are taking that into account and not trying to run roughshod over these people.
It would seem from your answers that you think the Iraqis are, in a way, doing quite a few things right here.
They are. Now, that doesn't mean we're necessarily on the way to winning. Insurgencies are decade-long struggles, and we're 2 years into this. One of the things we've obviously got to solve is, how do we get security for the average Iraqi? We still haven't fully equipped the security forces, nor are we handpicking the Marines and soldiers we're sending over to advise these guys. Good guys, but not necessarily with background expertise, not necessarily with enough interpreters. You'll notice that the Iraqi security forces still don't have light armored vehicles. It's complicated now because the Iraqis are in charge and they're making their own decisions, and it's a very slow process as they learn how to do it. But until we get the security forces properly trained and equipped and so they can provide true security, they won't be a functioning government.
U.S. Marine Corps Colonel Thomas Hammes is the author of The Sling and the Stone on War in the 21st Century. Thanks very much.
Thank you.